Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time now for episode 134 of the Phil Henry Podcast, brought to you by Amazon.com, Audible, and PhilHenryShow.com. Backstage pass at PhilHenryShow.com allows you access to the, well, to the background of this radio show, which we created about 23 years ago, to be honest with you. On our website, we have, well, not 23 years worth of audio, but over a decade's worth. And that comes to around 5,000 hours. So you can check out the full shows from which these podcasts are pulled. Today we have Bobby Dooley, probably the most single most popular character of all of the ones that we do. In fact, Bobby has her own podcast, the Bobby Dooley Podcast, this week featuring her two-part interview with Joel McHale. In any event, here is Bobby, the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And the background, I think, on Bobby has been given many times. This Homeowners Association nonsense comes from my own experience living in a gated community with a homeowners association and the whole, you know, head trip that goes on there. In this one, Bobby talks about violence on campus and how her son was victimized. Her son was bullied. Well, the fact is her son picked a fight and got dropped by a punch from some kid, her 6 foot six son, 240 pounds. Here's Bobby Dooley now talking about bullying on campus. And it got turned around on her son here with episode 134 of the Phil Henry Podcast.
Bobby Dooley is a president of a parent-teacher organization in Western Estates, California, and also the head of a group called Parents to Stop the Violence. Tell us about your organization and what you are doing differently to stop violence on campus, Ms. Dooley.
So we believe that violence on campus is out of control. We don't think we've learned anything from Columbine and what happened there. And I can give a very personal proof of that, which is what I told reporters yesterday. My own son has been victimized. It happened on our campus. It was late last week, as recently as last week. My son is a member of the varsity football team, and they were in their locker room. They were doing weight training. My son is a defensive lineman. He works out with weights. He has a very strong stomach. He's what the kids call, they have a six-pack or a washboard stomach.
I'm familiar, yeah.
And so he said to one of the other kids, and keep in mind that my son is very respected around school. The other mothers, I have to tell you, have been cute. They've sort of fanned their brows when they see my son Seth walk by because they say he is quite, I don't want to say sexy because obviously they're older women, but they do take note of how he can't arouse them.
All right, fine, but you're saying that your son is good-looking and he's very hard-bodied.
He is, and he has the respect of other students. I think it's humorous. I heard from one of the mothers, Seth forced one of the freshmen to carry his lunch tray for him. The kids will give up their seats to him at lunch. So they do know that when they see my son coming, he gets a lot of respect. So they were fooling around in the locker room.
All right. Now, your son is in the locker room with these other kids?
Yes. And Seth said to one of the other players, "I've got a very strong stomach. Take your best shot." And what that means is you can...
No, I know what it means. Take a punch.
Yes. To punch him. And the other boy was afraid of Seth because he's so big. And the kids are intimidated. And Seth said, "No, go ahead and hit me," because he wanted to show the other players that the abdominal exercises he does, which are the new interval training abdominal crunches used by the United States Marine Corps, which my son is the only one who uses, by the way, and he told Coach Miller about them.
All right, that's fine.
So he said, "Go ahead, take your best shot, the best." The other boy again said no, and here my son is trying to show the other boys how to get a good abdomen. He was only trying to help. So in order to get the boy to hit his stomach, he called him, and I think it's understandable in that situation, a fag, and I told the school administrators this.
All right, your son then, to get this boy to punch him in the stomach, called him a fag?
I told the principal this. This is all in the record, and it's all understood. So this boy, his name is Johnny Lockwood, he hit my Seth in the stomach. The doctor tells me he tore one of my son's abdominal muscles. He cracked a rib.
Hi, my wife's.
Okay, is that Mr. Dooley?
Yes.
Do you need to take some time, ma'am? We're talking with Bobby Dooley. She's the president of a homeowners or a parent-teacher organization. Her son was hit in the stomach after asking a kid to hit him in the stomach because he felt he had strong stomach. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. So your son had this kid punched him in the stomach and tore an abdominal muscle, cracked a couple of ribs, and what else?
Apparently, my Seth was doubled over and he had sick. He made sick on the floor, and then when he tried to get up, he slipped on his own vomit, and the children laughed at him, and the entire experience frightened him so much that he then made mess. It also...
When you say that he made mess, he...
He lost control of his bowels.
All right.
It also damaged his reputation around school because he was considered formidable. A lot of the girls are no longer coming by his table at lunch, and his girlfriend, who is a young lady by the name of Janice Culpepper, even made a remark, and my son understandably slapped her, and I don't blame him.
Wait. Now he's slapping...
She is his girlfriend, and I will tell you, I was in a panic. You have to understand...
He slapped his girlfriend.
You don't make fun of a boy who takes you on dates in a Porsche Carrera, who tries to treat you like a gentleman.
And all right, let me get the whole thing. So you want parents' background criminals, their criminal background checked. Why do you want the parents of these kids' criminal background checked? This boy was only doing what your son asked.
I want the criminal background of every single parent in the school checked and delivered to my desk as a parent-teacher organization president. I think it's at a...
Why not to the administration?
Because I think it is a very good halfway measure that I see it. Not the administration, so it doesn't become official. But when this boy hit my Seth, and I can only imagine the animals that raised him.
Do you see, Ms. Dooley, the fact that this kid was asked to punch your son in the stomach? He was told, your son asked for it, your son challenged, he called him a fag.
My son was only fooling around, and that's the thing you don't get. He just wanted to show the boys his stomach, and my son winds up vomiting in front of everyone. He was humiliated.
What don't I get? I mean...
He just was fooling around. And this young boy, whose mother, and I did have, by the way, the background run on her film.
Do you think the criminal backgrounds of certain parents be checked into when their kids act violently in school? Bobby Dooley is with us. She's from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She is a Western Estate Homeowner Association parent-teacher organization president. And you feel the kid that punched your stomach obviously comes from a bad home.
Absolutely.
All right. You say you went ahead and had a criminal background check done on this kid's mother. This boy's name is what?
Johnny Lockwood.
All right, so now I'm told by my producer that I shouldn't have mentioned the kid's name. So let's not mention the name any longer.
All right, but remember that...
Well, let's just back up. Your son calls this kid a fag, so he punches your son in the stomach, rips a couple of muscles, etc. You went out and did what?
My son was fooling around. You have to understand, Mr. Henry, because of this injury, he has lost his chance to audition for the senior musical. He's very angry. I am very proactive. I called the mother, this Lockwood woman. I told her in no uncertain terms that I thought her son was a criminal and had a behavioral problem. She told me, and I am reading from my notes now, she told me to go to hell. She also said I have, let me see. She said that her son wasn't a fag. She said my husband Steve was a faggot. Let me tell you something. That's all a Dooley needs.
All right, so this woman called... Your husband a faggot?
Yes.
All right, what did you do, Ms. Dooley? You obtained the criminal records of these people?
Yes, I did. As the PTO president, I put in a request for the criminal and medical records of the parents. And I thought there was a problem and an indication of criminal predisposition. I have been able to determine, and I can tell you now that Karen Lockwood had an abortion when she was 17.
I don't know whether this is something we could say on the air.
Well, I have this as a matter of medical and criminal background.
You had a medical and criminal check done?
Yes. Karen Lockwood had an abortion when she was 17. So this Johnny character has obviously had an older sibling. The husband was part of some campus organization, did not go to Vietnam. There is every indication he went to Canada. So this is what happens when you punch my son's stomach
Ms. Dooley, is there a difference between a child being brutalized on campus by a bully and a child standing in a locker room and telling a kid to take his best shot?
There is no difference.
There is no difference?
No.
Your son said, take your best shot on my stomach. The kid's a place kicker. Could it be that your son, a defensive lineman, is embarrassed that a place kicker hit him in the stomach and doubled him over to the point where he puked?
Again, let's stick to the point, okay?
Don't you think your son's embarrassed?
No, I don't. I think my son was embarrassed by an animal. An animal. And my son, first of all, when you're the girlfriend, you don't make crude comments.
Here you have a son, Ms. Dooley, who kids move off the lunch table when he walks up. He has freshmen carry his lunch tray, and when his girlfriend made an intemperate remark, he slapped her. He sounds like the campus bully.
He's the campus bully? Then why is he laying in a bed right now with a torn abdominal muscle? I want the criminal records. Your opinion doesn't matter. I have no problem in allowing this information to become public.
Stopping violence on campus is the mission of this organization. But this boy, her son, Seth Dooley, apparently asked another kid to slug him in the stomach. The kid did, and caused this kid to puke. He slapped his girlfriend when she made an intemperate comment. Is this kid the victim of campus violence, number one? And number two, do you think that it is time now to get the criminal and medical backgrounds of the parents of these students into the hands of PTO presidents so they can determine who has the right to be in these schools? Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, you say that this woman, Ms. Lockwood, which, by the way, I'm advised, I don't want any more information from this woman's medical record.
Well, Phil, you have to understand that not only did her son hit my stomach, she called me a butch dyke. She said my husband was a faggot. She
treated you rudely, then?
Yes, she did.
But again, you want a criminal and medical background check done on this woman because her son slugged your son in the stomach. And what did she calls your husband? This is all very juvenile.
She called my husband, and I have the notes, and it is juvenile. She said he was a fudge packer. She said that he was...
All right, man, we don't have to have all of this. I mean, the fact is that the boy slugged your son's stomach. Can you have him prosecuted?
Well, absolutely. We're going to... the police took a report. They said there wasn't a lot that they could do because Seth asked for it. But I think there is. He's underage. He doesn't know what he's asking. Okay? So.
Well, I don't know. The kid says he's got a six-pack and a washboard stomach, and they're doing weight training, and so the kid belts him in the stomach and makes him puke. Sounds to me like he asked for it. Lori, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley of the Western States PTO. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say to the woman that's on the phone that, number one, I disagree with the fact that, you know, an officer or a president of a school board or, well, not a school board, but a committee for the school should have those type of records. Number one, medical records are strictly confidential. You can't get a copy of a person's medical records without them signing a receipt of information. And number two, the medical record or the criminal records, that stuff should be given to someone who's in authority, who is an employee of an institution, someone that has some credibility to have that type of information.
Lori, your name is Lori, I'm sorry.
Yes, my name is Lori.
Lori, it turns out that the Lockwood woman, Karen Lockwood, had an abortion in Mexico. This is not very hygienic. It's also, it raises some red flags.
Well, wait a minute. You didn't hear what the lady said. The medical records...
No, I heard what she said, and I think she's making some very, very good points. But their son isn't the only child they tried to have. You're aware of that?
Well, that's what you say. But
Lori,
myself, having the medical background, I know...
An abortion.
That you cannot an abortion. That information. And then if she had it in another country, there's no real proof that it was her. But that's beside the point.
Even though she had this abortion, her husband was part of an off-campus organization during the Vietnam War that could have had ties to communist cells in the New York City area.
Okay.
But again, those are accusations.
Okay.
You know, when you say you could have, that means that you think that's possible.
Right. I mean,
but there's no proof. Those are accusations.
Well, what about the animal they have for a son who caused my son to vomit and slip in his own vomit?
Yeah, I'm terribly sorry that that happened to your son.
Thank you.
But again,
you.
I don't think it's fair to call this child an animal because your son asked him to.
An animal.
All right, Mr. Dooley, we heard you. Lori, thank you very much for your call. Very polite in you know, you not answering her questions.
I beg your pardon?
You didn't answer the woman's questions. You were talking about the abortion that this Lockwood woman apparently had, and she was addressing some very legal problems.
Oh, you know, I really love it, Phil, when some of you people in the media pretend that you are Phil Donahoe or some of these individuals. I said to the lady that we do have the right to look at the woman had an abortion. A vacuum hose was shoved up.
All right, I know what an abortion is. Here is Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to ask the mother a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mother of four.
Mm-hmm.
I have a son,
mm-hmm.
and I know bullies,
mm-hmm.
and I know mama boards.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. If the son, your
mm-hmm.
son instigated
mm-hmm.
this situation,
mm-hmm.
correct?
I'm sorry?
Your son instigated the situation in asking to be hit.
No,
what I
no,
wanna
he
know
didn't
is,
instigate it. He asked to be hit. But
that's right.
The instigation.
But I want to know one thing.
I think
when
that,
the boy hit him,
mm-hmm.
if it hadn't have hurt him in any way, what would you do? What would you be doing if your son had been able to withstand the punch that he asked for? What would you be doing today?
I don't understand.
Basically, if the boy, your son asked to be hit, the
yeah.
he finally instigated it to where he caused anger in another young man to hit him. And when the other young man hit him,
right.
if your son had not been hurt,
right. uh-huh.
if he had been able to withstand the hit,
right.
what would you be doing today?
Exactly.
Would you not be bragging how strong he was?
See? So when she got upset with me, and she called my husband a faggot.
No, you're not answering my question,
ma'am.
Are you
hearing what the lady's question? Listen to her question.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to my question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When your son
mm-hmm.
asked to be hit,
mm-hmm.
the young man, your words
mm-hmm.
were, was afraid of it
mm-hmm.
and didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He finally
mm-hmm.
humiliated the other boy,
mm-hmm.
calling
mm-hmm.
him names
mm-hmm.
as a bully does,
mm-hmm.
and the young man hit him.
Mm-hmm.
When he hit him, if...
Mm-hmm.
Your son had not
mm-hmm.
been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If he had been able
mm-hmm.
to withstand this blow that he asked for,
mm-hmm. yeah.
what would you be doing today? Bragging
right.
about how
mm-hmm.
strong your son are, correct?
You know, I don't know, but we did see the medical files.
No,
he
won't answer
Mexican
the
abortion.
You have to answer the lady's question. How would you feel if your son had taken this shot from the other kid and was not hurt in the process?
Well, that really is what happened. He wasn't hurt.
Wait a minute.
You said he was hurt.
You said he had torn abdominal muscles, cracked ribs, and vomit.
Well, he was injured. But what happened was...
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Answer my question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? What's your question?
The lady asked it three times. What would you do if your son had been hit... Now I don't even know what the question is. Carol, go ahead.
When the young
question.
Man hit him, and he had been able to withstand this.
Yeah, I want some tuna fish, too.
Are you listening to the lady, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Are you listening to the lady?
Yes, go ahead.
Ma'am?
Yes,
if
uh-huh.
your son had been able to withstand the hit, and he hadn't been hurt or injured, and
shrimp.
Had laughed and walked away, what would you be doing today?
Exactly. So what we did... is I went to the Western States Sheriff's Office.
No. Your son,
I'm
if
sorry.
Your son had not been hurt, what would you be doing today?
Well, does your son have a washboard stomach? I think is the first question I'd ask.
No.
Are you?
You're avoiding the issue.
What did I do?
What, are you stupid or something? The lady...
How dare you?
What do you mean, how dare me? Give it to her again, Carol. What's the... If your son...
Uh-oh. Okay,
and
ma'am,
I...
would you listen to me very closely
and
carefully? Your son went in the locker room and
mm-hmm.
he challenged a young man. No one's ever come up with what size
uh-huh.
of the young man was compared to your
yeah,
son.
Right.
But he challenged him twice, over and over. So he, and then he finally, You too.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
The organization is called Parents Against Campus Violence. Bobby Dooley, president of the Western States PTO. Now, you have information on this boy who your son challenged to slug him in the stomach, and he did, and your son's stomach wasn't as strong as he thought it was, and your son was doubled over. Now you're going and doing background checks on the parents. There is question as to the legality of this, Ms. Dooley.
Mr. Hendry, I want to mention also my attorney is certainly apprised of these activities. We did have a criminal and a criminal and medical background check done. We also had a credit check done on these parents. If their animal of a son is going to...
You had an econi... In other words, you got their credit report?
Yes, I did. They have a revolving account at Broadway. They owe $5,000 there. They have at least... they owe at least $70,000 in one of their cars. My husband.
Well, I don't need to know their financial information. Your son said, go ahead and hit me in the stomach. The kid did, and he cracked your son's ribs. Your son doesn't have a stomach that is...
Can I finish, please?
Your son doesn't...
Can I finish, please?
Go ahead.
My husband had followed the daughter. The daughter's name is Denise Lockwood. We wanted to get some idea as to the activity of this family beyond just their home. He followed her to a gymnastics class. He left the gymnastics class and was pulled over by the Los Angeles... And I'd like to make this point clear. He was pulled over by Los Angeles County Sheriff, pulled out of his car and forced to spread on the ground. The police took the leotard that my husband had in the front seat. They said...
What was your husband doing with the leotard?
This was the Denise Lockwood's leotard. He had taken it out of her locker.
What's he doing with her leotard?
I told you we are getting evidence on this animal that put my son in the emergency room.
And so your husband's cruising around in his Corvette with a girl's leotard in his front seat.
You know, you haven't heard one thing I've said, have you?
No, I've heard it all. Karen, go ahead. Karen, go ahead.
I'd like to say a little bit...
Or Kathy. I'm sorry, Kathy.
So at this time, I'd like to say...
No, I want to get the caller on, please. Kathy, go ahead.
Okay, I want to know, as a PTA president,
mm-hmm.
what gives you the right to run background checks
mm-hmm.
on parents?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What gives you that right? A PTA mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. a parent-teacher association.
Well, we are a parent-teacher organization.
If you...
Mm-hmm.
Did you go in front of your board and
mm-hmm.
the teachers of that district and
mm-hmm.
ask if you could do this?
I asked them to authorize me to get...
And did they?
Mm-hmm.
Did they authorize you?
They were reluctant to.
Well, I would
I
say so, because you know
privilege.
What, lady?
I used
your husband
privilege.
Is a stalker, and your weenie son is an abuser with females. And every female in the city you live
My
in
husband
needs
was
to be aware that your son abuses females.
Wait a second. I
and he will always... If he slapped one female... He will slap another one.
Yeah, now, I want to get the... Your son...
Wait a minute. We're talking about my son being abusive. My son's the victim.
Your son was not abused.
He was the victim here.
No, he was not the victim.
Is this
and
true?
Whether he was a victim or not doesn't give you the right, as a PTA president,
mm-hmm.
to run checks mm-hmm. on parents.
Can I ask a question? Is this RuPaul? I'm wondering...
All right. Ms. Dooley, you can make jokes...
I thought...
You can make all the jokes you want. But the question here is why your son slapped his girlfriend.
She made a joke about him slipping on his own vomit.
Well, I would have too. But he
you know,
slapped her? That gave him a reason to slap a female?
My son is...
Do you get beat by your husband?
You know something?
Do you get beat by your husband?
No, he never
okay,
beat me.
Okay, then
no.
Where is he getting that he can slap a female?
When I am out of line.
When he...
I will get... some conditioning for my husband.
Are you kidding me?
We do not call it...
Wait a minute, Ms. Dooley, this is wrong.
Excuse me, I'm not one of these liberal women. I'm very conservative.
I am not liberal either, but I am
Arnold
not letting a male
Wait a minute.
Touch me.
Can I say something, Kathy? If you saw my son, you'd be fanning your brow.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'd be calling him a weenie like everyone else is.
You would. He is very hot-looking.
Can we get back to your husband slapping you? You.
But we call it conditioning. We don't call it discipline. He only slaps me. Well, I
You
mean,
are nuts, lady.
How am I nuts? He only slaps me when we make love or if I burn the chicken. That's the only...
God!
Oh, so you
are nuts!
You think it's bad, but you're laughing at me.
I am laughing because you're pathetic, lady. You're pathetic.
I'm pathetic?
Yes.
Don't you think there are times when women need reconditioning?
No.
And readjusting?
No.
Our husbands come home at night. They are tired.
So am I when I come home at night and I don't slap my children or husbands.
Well,
I don't slap them.
How many husbands do you have?
I've only had one.
Well, you pluralized it.
Well, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
All right.
Unlike you, when my
husband comes home and he's had a tough day and I stand there and I ask him a stupid question like, how was your day? It's obvious it was bad. Don't you think I deserve to be slapped across the face?
No, you don't deserve that.
Why would I? Why I
you know, we're getting
question.
Off the subject.
Yeah,
here.
I am stunned.
Your weenie son. Your weenie son, who
Kathy,
thought
dear, if
he
your
had
daughter...
a very strong stomach,
mm-hmm.
didn't. And then he got fooled by getting hit and getting hurt.
There's every indication that this boy may know karate or something.
Wait a minute,
so
the boy.
What? Your son was taking Marine setups or whatever
yeah.
the hell they are.
And also, this boy, Johnny Lockwood, is a place kicker. He is 5'7" and weighs 125 pounds. He's a little skinny kid. He kicks the football, right?
And how much does your son weigh?
Well, I've got the information here.
I'd rather you not put it out on the air, mister.
I'm going to put it out on the air.
You want to put everybody's abortions out on the air, but you don't want to put your son's weight?
If Mr. Henry says how much my son weighs, I will sue.
Hey, wait just a minute. You put out that lady had an abortion, her background checks, everything. I'm gonna say it.
Mr. Henry, you are running the risk of being sued.
I'm going to say it. Your son weighs 240 pounds
oh.
and is 6'6".
Oh.
He plays a defensive line position
oh.
on the high school football team.
You'll be talking to our attorney, Mr. Henry.
And you and this bull dyke can go straight to him.
Oh, my God.
Did
sorry,
Kathy. Did she hang up, Mr. Henry?
She hung up, yeah.
She has made me furious. I don't know if I can go to sleep now. I am so mad at this woman.
Well, I apologize for her last comment to you as well.
What did she say?
She said you and the bull dyke can go straight to hell.
How? You know what? I should sue her.
I would love to give you her name.
Oh, well, go right ahead.
Bobby Dooley, have you got a pen?
Yes, I do.
I can't hear you, hon.
Yes, I have a pen.
All right, your phone's away from your mouth.
No, it isn't. I have an ink pen. Give me her name.
Bobby Dooley.
Uh-huh.
610
mm-hmm.
South Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
005.
That's a zip code? You're missing a number.
No.
Okay.
I'll sue Mr. Henry.
Oh, you called back, huh?
Ma'am, I can sue you for what you called me.
Is the bull dyke still on? Send your tickets to the sports game.
I can sue you for what you called me. You don't know me.
Why don't you get some tickets to the Sparks?
What is that? The Sparks?
It's the WNBA team.
I live in Florida, lady.
Yeah. It's wild. This woman apparently believes that she can just sue anybody, even though her son is a bully, as you pointed that out. Now, did I hang up on Kathy? Oh, that's too bad. I don't have a phone. Go ahead and say it.
Is the bull dyke gone?
Yes. Well, it wouldn't be a week without a Bobby Dooley podcast. Bobby Dooley, episode 134 of the Phil Henry podcast. Plenty more Bobby Dooley, where that came from, especially the Bobby Dooley podcast with... Part 2 of the Joel McHale interview. Check it out.